League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance. Yeehaw! It's rodeo time in Houston, and ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 are celebrating Rodeo Eve live at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Now from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, back here at Republic Boot Company. Make sure you guys come in at some point today if you can't make it in this morning. If you can, on your way to work, we just had somebody dropped off at school across the street. So that young man came and got some coffee and some donuts. And we've got coffee, donuts here for you if you want. There's some Bailey's.
What did you suggest that young man do?
I said get yourself some sugar and some caffeine and get wired up for school.
You don't remember what else you said to him?
Me?
Yeah. Was it or was it John?
It was probably John if it was something questionable.
Someone told that young man who was coming here to see people, guys he listens to every morning with his father.
What'd you tell him?
To hug Dell from behind.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you like that. That's
was
what
that
I
you? It was you?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yes, it was 100%
could've been,
John.
Could have been Sean said that. I don't know.
It was John.
Sean. How could you have heard Sean? Sean's back in the studio.
But we want you guys to come on out here.
How about Deli Belly and the Headband? How about we call it that?
That's not the
sounds
name
terrible.
Of the show.
Oh.
It's a terrible name for a show. You can't fit
terrible.
That in a logo.
Oh,
it's not my name
terrible.
Either. It's not
and
my name
and,
either.
And hair.
No.
But come
no.
on out.
Sean's
and enjoy,
got great hair, though.
And enjoy yourself here at Republic Boot Company. They've got ready-to-wear boots. We call them Rodeo Ready. Right on the shelf, what they can do, and I didn't even realize this, is they can make alterations to the boots, the 1836 line, which is only you're only going to find it here. It is their line. Of 100% leather boots. They are high-quality boots designed to last you a lifetime. They do custom boots. They're going to give you a $400 gift.
No. 1836, you get 15% off.
No, when you get custom boots.
Oh, right, custom boots.
When you get custom boots, they're going to give you a $400 gift. Now, your custom boots are going to take a little while to get made, but when you see them here, how about those Ferrari boots?
The Ferrari are awesome.
Those are insane. The Astros and Texans boots that they've had made are great. Anything that you want. And they've got Longhorn and Aggie boots right here ready on the shelf.
Right now.
Your size ready to put on it, as I mentioned. If you got a wider foot, they can widen out the boot. I got to see how they do this. They've got so many ways that they can alter the boot.
And it's all leather. That's why they can alter them, because it's all leather.
Yeah,
there ain't
and it's
none
not
of the
synthetic.
Other garbage that's no synthetic
it's not
stuff
synthetic,
in there.
But
listen. So Ferrari had an event here, and you can have an event here too. They could put they could put up a tent right here in the back.
They play music on the stage that we're on.
Right on the stage that we're on. Every Friday you come here, and they've got that going on. But you can have your event here, and they can customize boots for your company. Like the Ferrari, like the people from Ferrari were like, oh, this is just another event. Okay. And then they got here. And they saw the boots, and they were like, oh, my goodness, this is different. It's just different. So if you've got a company or you're in some kind of a group or whatever, you have an event here and get customized boots, this is something that is a gift that people will never, ever forget. The customized boots are lifelong boots. Lifelong boots.
Well, so are the Rodeo Ready. Because any repairs to the – or anything they need to do on the heels or on the surface, they will get that done too. So if you know anything about boots, if you're somebody who has boots in your closet, you know what a really good pair of boots is supposed to do in terms of how long they last you. And these are – we have people who come in. Ric Flair came in to have his boots done. You had, as I mentioned before, Ryan Bingham's entire wedding party. Every country music legends have been in. And you can see pictures of Chris and the guys here with just legends of just come in and have boots made. So you can do the same thing. Either get them custom made. And even if you can't come in today, this is your spot at 1133 East 11th Street at Studemont. And I promise you, you are going to be blown away by this little bit of Texas history. Chris really makes it a point of honoring the history of Texas. For those of us who grew up here, elementary school, you know all your Texas history. It's kind of a throwback when you walk into a lot of what you've already learned, and you can sit and talk to anybody. What I like is the people in the shop are awesome to talk to.
Yeah.
Great stories and really a lot of fun. But make sure that you stop in today if you can so that you can get 15% off or just come say hi to everybody and see it for the first time.
So Chris, Steve, Fireball, Laura, Josh, Raul, Nikki, Madison, all here.
You did good. Look, how do you know everyone's name?
I know everybody's name.
How do you know Madison?
Because do you not remember meeting them last time?
But how do you
here?
Remember everyone's names?
Because I wrote them all down.
It's like you don't write draft prospects.
No, I don't. Well, actually, I keep notes. I take notes. While you're shaking your leg, putting us off the air, I take notes.
My leg shaking doesn't put us off the air.
I'm pretty sure it took us off the air.
Can I tell you a little bit of news that I heard?
Yeah.
Okay, Marvin Harrison Jr. in Monday. So I'll be at the Combine tomorrow after the show. I leave the Combine, but I'll be doing the shows live from there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I'm not going to miss any time because I'm a grinder. Okay, I work hard.
Okay,
but I'll be there.
Just keep talking. Just give us the news.
I'll be there.
Stop big upping yourself. Yeah, and just give us
just
the news.
Just give us the news.
Hang on, guys. What you need to know about me is I'm going to be working hard for you, for Houston, as I always do. But so Marvin Harrison Jr., it was out in Monday Morning Quarterback. Not only is he not going to work out at the Combine, he's not even at a Combine training facility. He's like, I'm just going to keep working at Ohio State, which is fine. You don't have to work at a Combine. You know, that's actually fine. It doesn't usually happen, but that's fine. He will, I assume he's going to run at his pro day, but let me tell you why he may not. I've got Malik Nabers as my number one wide receiver, and what I'm finding out is there's a lot of people who do. I talked to a team yesterday. I've talked to two teams so far that have Malik Nabers ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr. One team has Marvin Harrison Jr. third behind Roma Dunze as well. I talked to Steve Smith, who also wide receiver, an analyst. He and I had a conversation. His article, I think, came out where he's got Malik Nabers one. What I'm finding out is there's a lot of people who saw Malik Nabers like I did, that he's the most explosive. Marvin Harrison has good speed, but not great speed. Marvin Harrison Jr., Cam Hart from Notre Dame did a great job on him, which I elevated Cam's draft stock because of it, although I still think he's just okay, but I thought that was a great matchup for him where he played great, a cornerback from Notre Dame against Marvin Harrison Jr. But Marvin Harrison Jr., I think, is going to run in the high 4.4s if he runs, but there's a chance that he doesn't run. Malik Nabers is going to run in the 4.3s. Malik Nabers is going to – you're going to hear more and more because I'm a tastemaker and I started this trend. Now you're going to see everyone have Malik Nabers. A lot of people have him number one. And I'm only joking about the tastemaker thing. But I was met with a lot of pushback, and I knew I would with that. But what I found out is that other people, if you watch tape and know what you're looking at, Malik Nabers has some special stuff there. Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. is extraordinarily polished. I like him a lot. Their grade is both a 6'8". It's basically the same. But he's not going to work out the combine. If Malik Nabers runs a 4.3, you're going to see Malik Nabers start to pop up ahead. I also think that there's going to be some interesting Caleb Williams news that will break as well over the next over the course of the next week. I think Caleb is going to be extraordinarily.
Well, let's do that because Peter King dropped a bomb as well
about Caleb
about the Bears. We'll do that on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Chastain Ford as Truck Month is coming to an end. Listen, Truck Month is the time to go to Chastain Ford. Truck Month is the best time to buy your Ford truck, especially the 2023. They've got to get them off the lot. They have got to do whatever it takes to get you into that 2023 F-150. They are going to do 1.9% financing. 1.9% financing for 72 months. You're tying up their money for 6 years at 1.9. Plus, your payments are going to be so much lower. Listen, It doesn't get better. Not only are you going to get 1.9% financing on the F-150s for 2023, but you're going to get discounts as well. It comes down to there's no better time to buy a truck, period. All right? This is when all of you businesses need to load up on your F-150s, or this is a great trade-in time for you if you're looking to get out of your F-150 and into a new one. Now is the best time. This is the best time ever. So if you're going to get into an F-150, do it, do it, do it now at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company at East 11th Street in the Heights, it's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at Republic Boot Company. The Valencia tacos are on the way. Valencia tacos are on the way. That's all I got to say. We want you to stop by. Grab your Valencia taco. They're awesome. Breakfast tacos from Valencia. Chelsea's on her way with them. We appreciate y'all. Thank you, Valencia. We love Valencia as well. They're here in the Heights as well. We got a few businesses that we've been to here in the Heights. This is spectacular, though. You're looking for the best place to get your rodeo on. Today's the day. 15% off as we're on Rodeo Eve right now. Make a point to stop here today and grab that 15% off. Here's what Peter King wrote. I suppose the Bears are going to trade the top pick. I know nothing, but that seems to be the way the wind is blowing. What I say, the Bears could keep Justin Fields, and should, and trade the first pick down once or twice and build the kind of supporting cast the team needs to contend. Suppose GM Ryan Poles traded the top pick down one spot to Washington, which would take Caleb Williams, and got the second pick. A second-round pick, and a 2025 first-round pick in return. Then suppose Poles traded the second pick to Atlanta at 8, and the Falcons picked one of the other quarterbacks. In return, Chicago gets the 8th pick, Atlanta's second-round pick, and first and second-round picks next year. Imagine moving from 1-8 and ending up with this draft haul.
Imagine giving Justin Fields a second contract worth about $28
million. How about this? Imagine with the 8th pick, you take J.J. McCarthy.
You could choose to do that.
Yes. You get all of that, and especially if you love J.J. McCarthy.
It ain't happening. He's got somebody on his staff who believes that – he's got somebody high up on his staff that believes that there are similarities between Pat Mahomes and Caleb Williams. I just can't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see. You got a chance to pick your guy without and reset your quarterback. I love the idea of gaining draft capital, and I'm sure Ryan does too. But Ryan Poles has two top 10 picks. Like, if you get your quarterback right, look, if you don't believe in Caleb Williams, I think you should trade out.
Yes.
I'm a big believer that you should trade out.
Yes.
Especially if you
What
have,
doubts do, would you have about Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams' tape, he's off schedule all the time. He like Kyler Murray and like Deshaun Watson.
Wasn't Pat Mahomes off schedule a lot too?
Yeah, some. Yeah. And he still will take some off schedule, but he can work from – so, yes, you're right. Now, I brought that up to someone who told me, well, if you go back to the Oklahoma tape, which you're going back 3 years, but it's still Lincoln Riley. They said you can watch him work on schedule at Oklahoma, and the same thing. Maybe he's just developed. You know, his offensive line wasn't great. Maybe he's developed. And I'll tell you this, too. His wide receiving, Cortage Washington was the best wide receiver for him. He's a pretty good wide receiver. The rest of them, including Jerry Rice's son, they didn't separate. Like, but he let easy throws go because he kept trying to hit home runs all the time. I hate that. Here's a guy crossing third option, and he refused to go there to the open wide receiver. Like, you don't play hero ball all the time. So that's what would scare me about that. But I do know from talking to people in Chicago that they love the kid. They love the personality. They think he's a great teammate. They say everyone who's ever played with him says nothing but good things about him, and that's not always the case behind the scenes when teams do their work because they're honest, you know, teammates are honest. So I just think the ability to hit the quarterback you like most at number one, to have a number 9 pick and then to reset quarterback schedule, to reset the quarterback clock on the salary is going to be too much for them to overcome. But if you do like J.J., if you say, we think J.J. McCarthy's the second-best quarterback in this draft, then exactly what Peter laid out is actually a good strategy.
That's a great strategy. And especially if you think in the Midwest, in the cold, you've seen J.J. McCarthy play in it already. You love what J.J. McCarthy brings to the table, the leadership, because at Michigan they talk about J.J. McCarthy as, you know, as the best quarterback in this. And, well, obviously Jim Harbaugh has said that. But you've talked to other scouts that love J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he's very polarizing. Like, it's funny, the general public and draft media people don't seem to like him as much. Some don't. But other people, you know, Dane Brugler, my friend from The Athletic, likes him. But NFL people, I had one guy tell me he is an elite processor. He played in a pro-style passing game with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. They love his leadership. They love his functional mobility where he can actually run and will do it when he needs to at a very impressive level. Their NFL, I'm telling you now, it wouldn't shock me. So I know I had an NFL person this weekend tell me it's going to be quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. They felt strongly it would be first three picks quarterback, but that he didn't know if it would be Jaden Daniels or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, like how that three. It would be Caleb one, but then he wasn't sure if it was going to be J.J. sneaking in or Drake May. He thinks it's going to be Drake May to Washington because of the traits, but I don't know. I think there's a chance that Daniels falls to four or May falls to four, and somehow – McCarthy's in the top.
How scary is it that Caleb Williams is a Lincoln Riley product?
A little bit scary to me.
Yeah,
because it's been Kyler Murray, it's been Baker Mayfield. I think now Baker stayed on schedule. Baker was more mental confidence thing. Kyler, I think it is just tries to do too much thing. And his personality, I don't think he has great football character. I think Caleb probably has good football character. Now, what if I told you that Caleb Williams was going to refuse to meet with any other team other than the Bears throughout the draft process? What if I told you that?
Would that bother you? Sounds like he's an NBA prospect who got a promise, because NBA prospects do that all the time.
What if I told you that that's a little rumor going around? Doesn't that feel like a promise?
Well, yeah. Haven't we seen that before, though? We have seen it before. It's more NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen it with NFL.
We saw that.
I do know NFL players.
We saw that with Cam Whitmore
now,
last
scouts,
year.
Agents won't let certain players, like they won't let players go to certain teams because they'll just say, he's not going to be there when you draft.
Yeah.
We're not sending them to your
place.
Right. What if we trade up? Don't care. Then trade up.
I got a question about McCarthy. Do NFL teams care about how comfortable he got to play? Like, you're handing the ball off. Sometimes you throw it 15 times a game. Nothing is really on your shoulders because the defense is great. The offensive line is great. The running backs are really good. Do they care about that stuff?
They cared with Tua. Like, they cared with Tua having NFL tackles, having an NFL running back. It's different. They cared about him having all NFL guys surrounding
him.
But he still got drafted high.
Yeah.
And
will they care about him?
Yeah. No, because let me tell you why, Dale. I'll tell you why. Because you can go look at tape and go find him scrambling. And guess what? He's the number one passer. Outside the pocket, he's 71% completion percentage. I was actually shocked by the more I watch on J.J., the more I'm starting to get it. Like, I gave him a second-round grade, and I'm having to move it up because I'm watching other cornerbacks and wide receivers, and I start seeing these throws. I'm like, man, I just didn't recognize. I don't remember seeing that throw. He throws at over a 65 to 71% clip when he's rolling out or when he's scrambling. That's insane.
Perfect for the Bears.
And he's great in intermediate throws. And the two things I want to see are intermediate completion percentage, because you got to throw with timing, you got to throw with anticipation, and you got to be accurate beyond 10 yards. And then the other thing is, when he's moving around, he's extremely accurate. So
I know.
But you can find stuff where he's had to scramble.
I remember it, and I'm looking at the numbers, and it kind of really jumps out. The back half of the season, when it was winning time as they were going on their championship run, he threw 8 passes against Penn State. Obviously, 60 yards. They won that game. 141 yards against Maryland, won that game. 148 yards against Ohio State. Now he was efficient, 16 out of 20. Iowa, 147 yards. Alabama, that went to OT, 221. And Washington, 140. So it's not just about the stats. Obviously, you start stacking those up and the numbers aren't impressive. It's just game script, how they play. It's all about the guys up front. And now he has to hit a tie in play action, make the throw when they're open. But he did. I don't feel like he had what was on the other guys. And apparently you're saying that doesn't matter as much.
They can go find it on tape and make themselves feel good. You can go find – if you find enough snaps where they look like they don't have poise.
Like what would LSU be without Jaden – without Daniels?
That's why
him?
He won the Heisman, though.
Yeah.
Well, he was the team.
Well, Caleb Williams, that defense was terrible. Yep. He had to make plays.
But the argument you make against Jaden Daniels is, well, and you can use this against anybody really, well, Joe Burrow had – Justin Jefferson, it's more in hindsight, but you could say it at the time. Justin Jefferson, and you had Moss is just okay, but you had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You had three. Now, the difference would be he had a good offensive line.
Wait a minute. Do you regret Joe Burrow?
No. But that's what I'm saying.
But
that's the argument you could make is this guy had all this stuff around him. You can make the argument with Tua.
You would be wrong, though, because Joe Burrow, you'd watch Joe, still watch Joe
well,
Burrow.
Well, I want a healthy Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Two out of 4 years needs to be healthier. But not the play itself is fine.
Yeah.
That's my thing is you could make that argument and yet it doesn't hold water. You could make the argument about McCarthy. But you never know. You could make the argument with McCarthy like they run a lot, there's play action. He didn't have to carry
the
offense.
That's Bears football. Because in the cold and you know what? That's Bears football. It's always been Bears football.
All you want is a game manager who can make winning plays. That's fine. Yeah. And everyone's trying to find the Pat Mahomes. Stop trying to find unicorns.
Right.
I know people want Caleb to be this unicorn, but I want Caleb to play on time.
Right.
You know why I love C.J. Stroud? This dude can play on time but has proven that he can also make plays off schedule.
Right.
Like he can do that.
Well, Del, to your point about the stats – would you rather have a Dwayne Haskins that throws and throws and throws and it looks great, and then he gets to the pros and
It's not about the stats for me because Joe Burrow had all the stats, but we saw that was on his shoulder. As much as all the talent that was around him, the engine was Joe. If he wasn't playing well, they weren't going to win no matter how great the wide receivers were. I mean, we know how wide receivers turn when the quarterback plays poorly. The McCarthy comparison for me is I look at him and I go, he was a beneficiary of all that surrounded him. And he didn't screw it up, and I credit him for that. But when I look at that team and how they play, I won't say you can throw anyone out there, but I think you can throw a replacement-level player at that position, and they would have won a lot of games.
As an evaluator, this is what you have to do. We have a limited amount of stuff, and Kurt Warner had a great comment that people talked about. But here's what you have to do. You have to go find close and late situations, which is also hard to find with Michigan this year. But you go find how did he play in this game? How did he play in the fourth quarter when it was tight? How does he play in the red zone? Like, you have to go try to find scenarios that are – and they're limited sample size, but you have to go try to find those scenarios when he had to do that. Can he elevate his game? It ain't easy to project quarterbacks because their offenses are so vastly different either than from each other or the NFL game. That's why Kurt Warner
did we tweeted talk, about it.
We'll go over this with about the Kurt Warner stuff because he.
By the way, Caleb ain't the only one not throwing. Apparently, Jaden Daniels ain't throwing either at the combine. So
enjoy, Lance.
Yep. Go watch it. Look at him in their underwear.
Big winner here is Drake May.
Okay. Time to talk about Aqueduct. You know who the big winner is? Is anyone that deals with Billy Brown? Now you don't want Billy Brown in your life per se. Because that means you've got a plumbing problem. Although you could be putting in a new grill, Billy Brown is there for you. You could be putting in a new toilet, Billy Brown is there for you. You could be, if you want to clean out, how about doing some proactive stuff? Like cleaning your tankless water heater because there's all kinds of residue and you haven't done that in years. And you need to do that, people. You have to do that. And otherwise, you're going to wonder, hey, why is this water pressure not? Oh, because you got a lot of garbage in your pipes. So here's the deal, Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they have had two things that stand out. They did a huge repiping job for me that was a poor job that someone else did the first time. They completely fixed everything. But the second thing is they cleaned out my tankless water heater, which I had never had done in 7 years. It took three work-throughs to go through to clean it all out. So the little things, the maintenance, the small jobs, and the big jobs, all of it handled with a very, very outstanding plumbing company, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN. 97.5. Rodeo time in Houston, and we're celebrating the day live in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Republic Boot Company, the tacos have arrived, so not everyone's on the, I'm a pro, of course. So I'm back on the mic. Valencia's. Woo-wee. We've got chorizo. We've got, oh, you got, what is that? Is that chorizo? Yeah. We got bacon, egg. We got potato egg. It's all here. We got a lot of them. Thank you for waking up early, Valencia's, and doing that and bringing that into Republic Boot Company. That's where we are live as a radio station the entire day. Make sure you take advantage of their 15% discounts on their rodeo-ready gear. I'm talking about hat shaping. I'm talking about boots that are ready to roll. They can fit them to your foot. They can make alterations right here off the shelf. It's 1836 line. They're the only ones that have that line. But I'm telling you right now, belt buckles, belts, really cool jewelry, shirts. You've got suits that you can have made, dress shirts that are right off the rack ready for you. They can customize boots. That's not going to be ready for rodeo. That's going to take a few months. But I can tell you this. Their custom boots can have anything you want on them. Your company logo, your university. I've seen, we saw Florida State boots. Did you remember those Florida State boots?
Yeah.
That guy was out of control with all the stuff he had put on there. The Astros, the Houston Skyline on some boots that were custom made. So anything you're looking for. And the boots that are in here are going to last you a lifetime. So once you get your pair, you're set. But it's more than just the boots. I mean, there is so much. You bought a jacket here the other day, John.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool jacket. Yes, they have some Bailey's for your coffee if you choose to that. They have some bourbon for your coffee if you choose that as well. And we got you covered with breakfast tacos. So come out here. Come check us out. Say hello. And, of course, if you're looking for boots or you're looking for rodeo apparel, today's the day. 15% off of high quality stuff at one of the best shops that you're going to find in the country. And it's here at 1133 East 11th Street, right off of Studewood.
It's Studemont.
Studemont, right here. Make sure you check it out.
Yes.
One of the big things that came out over the weekend was Jordan hitting the two hole. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Let's revisit that for those who are not listening. It is in line with what, of course, the Astros are one of the, well, so Craig Biggio was in the one hole because the Astros liked the fact that he could hit with power. And that was way back in the 90s and early 2000s. So it's not brand new. Paul Molitor, back in the day, famously was a leadoff hitter. But the analytics movement said, okay, the amount of extra at-bats a guy in the number two hole will get and the fact that most really good power-hitting two-hole hitters are going to be walked, and so it gives you a chance to drive in more runs for number three and number four. That's why Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, that's why so many teams are batting their very best superstars in the two-hole. My only concern, of course, is from an RBI standpoint. I worry a little bit about having only Altuve ahead of Jordan, but I guess the idea that Jordan will get on base with walks and load it up and give additional RBI opportunities for Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker, who is an RBI man, by the way. I guess that kind of overrides it. And Jordan, between Altuve and, I assume, Bregman, since he's a right-hander, he's liable to see some – I don't know if he's liable to see – would you give him any good pitches because you're worried about Bregman? I just think that
– Well, if Bregman starts hot –
Yeah, but you're never going to pitch to – Jordan, because you don't want to avoid Bregman. Like, well, I hope
that's
not
just
think.
Bregman. It's Tucker after that, and
right.
It's Abreu after that.
I hope people think that way.
Yeah, no. Listen, Jordan is going to see a better pitches than he saw with Abreu, who is struggling mightily behind him every day. Right?
Yeah.
Jordan is going to see much, and there was a list of potential MVPs this year, and then dark horses. Jordan's not even on that list. I mean, MLB, Have you lost your mind that Yordan isn't a part of, and neither was Kyle Tucker, with the years that those guys had last year?
It's just some regular subjective list.
Everyone knows. I put some respect on our Astros.
Since when?
Everybody, no one respects us, okay? And let's put some respect on this team. Justin Verlander is a little silly, although he did say, I'm not even looking 2 weeks out or anything else. I just a little worried. There was a story in the Chronicle last week about Christian Javier losing weight, coming back in shape, and he thought maybe the weight issue, to putting on more weight last offseason. He signed a $64 million contract, so maybe you'd get fat and sassy, okay? Maybe he's the one that we don't call Chaz Boombaladdy anymore, but
we don't. Only you do.
You did. We never did.
Well, I enjoy.
Did Chaz drop weight like Javier did?
No, he didn't. So maybe he's still Boombaladdy. You're right. Good point there, Doe.
Good point on John roping you into his Chaz's overweight talk.
I didn't agree with you. I just asked a question. Did he drop weight too?
No, I don't believe he did. But I do believe that he's going to play more. I love this. Listen, and if Chaz is hitting better than Abreu, then Chaz goes in the five hole. And if Pena's hitting, he moves up. Now, I think you're locked in with 1-4. I don't think you move that. Even if Bregman struggles early on like he always does. But he's got a contract year, so I fully expect Alex Bregman to hit. Not only, I think he's going to be, he's got a chance to be a top 5 or 6 MVP guy because of a contract year. He's going to be playing his ass off this year. He's going to be a lot more focused than he's ever been. And it's not a knock against how he was before. It's just that's how contract years work. That's how it works with everybody. So Alex Bregman's going to have a big year. The question mark is going to be the Hunter Browns. The question mark is, can J.P. France validate last year? Can Urquidy get back to his form that made him one of the greats in the game? Is Luis Garcia, when he comes back and he can't rock the baby, is he going to be? Are we ever going to see Lance McCullers and Forrest? Are we ever going to see Forrest McCullers? Are we ever going to see him? I don't know. I don't know that either.
I don't know. No.
The pitching is the biggest question. The starting pitching is the Astros' biggest question, and it has been in years past.
But not really, though. It's deep. It's extraordinarily deep.
Well, not if they don't pitch like they should.
Yeah, but relative to...
They got to get back to what they were.
Relative to every other team in Major League Baseball, who's got the embarrassment of riches that the Astros do?
Nobody.
You're just saying that based on last year, which
saying that based on Verlander's shoulder. I'm saying that on the second half, Fromber. I'm saying that on all year, Javier. I'm saying that on all year, Brown. I'm saying that on just the first year of J.P. France.
Other people
I'm
don't
saying
have...
that coming off of an injury on Luis Garcia, coming off an injury forever for Lance McCullers.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, there are questions relative to the Astros, and yet the Astros are still have all that talent.
Yeah.
Guys are more talented than whoever you're going to trot out at 3, 4, 5, 6.
There aren't many teams that wouldn't trade starting rotations with the Astros.
Exactly.
No. But,
and you know what? I don't see us having, like, what are the odds of having those injuries and those top performers fall off? Like, I just don't think I don't think the odds are great for haters to think that everything's going to go wrong, because everything did go wrong for the Astros from a pitching standpoint. And they were in Game 7 at home to go to the World Series again.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was without the pitching staff being great. And then, frankly, that was with the bullpen, you know, not being like they were the year before.
And the offense being so inconsistent at home.
I still don't know how it happened. I mean, they barely made the playoffs. But yeah. Once they're there, good luck. I mean, Jose Altuve is just too clutch. Yordan's too clutch.
Yeah.
Not as much Kyle Tucker.
Not in the postseason, that's for sure. 713-780-3776, live at Republic Boot Company, 1133 East 11th Street. A customized boot gets you a $400 TurtleBox Bluetooth speaker. It's a speaker. It's not a radio. It's a Bluetooth speaker, but it's a $400 speaker. So it's something that you, my friends, would want if you customize your boots today. If you buy off the rack, 15% off, and you're not getting that, this is the only day you're getting that. Today, 15% off the rack, $1,836 boots, which are Republic Boot Company boots. They make them 100% leather. The quality is second to none here at Republic Boot Company. So let's go. Get on over here. While we're here today, this is going on. While we're here today. So anything you need rodeo, it's Rodeo Eve. You got it right now. I got Brinkman Roof Company on my side. I have got, listen, Jason's fantastic, okay? He is Brinkman Roof Company. He is. They've been 50 years in the roofing business, okay? They know roofs. He says, listen, the guy will come and knock on your door. Hey, I see your roof is a little bit shiny. We need to do some roof up. You need to do something about that, because if anything happens, it could, well, you've got a lot of problems on your roof. You get those guys to fix it, Jason's coming in a year, and he's going to have to redo it. Because you're talking about quality. And it's in the name, Brinkman Quality Roofing. It's Brinkman, Brinkmann, quality.com. You're not going to get higher quality. You're not going to get higher quality with the regular roofs, or how about the solar roofs? They're not the windows anymore. What they are just the regular tiles that you put up on your roof. It's fantastic. You are looking for the rack and panels. I mean, they are fantastic. They look like a regular roof, not a solar roof. This is happening every single day. You will love what Brinkman does. You need to get Brinkman up there if you haven't done anything in your roof for a while. There's one place to go, and that's Brinkman Roof, BrinkmanQuality.com, or call 281-480-ROOF.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to John and Lance live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights.
Welcome back live at Republic Boot Company. John and Lance along with Dell. Dell starts his show here today. So I think Sean is the one who came up with Mopey and Mapes. But there are some other – how about the muck? We can call it the muck.
Yep.
All right. I probably will lead into every show with the name of the show that day.
It'll be a revolving door names.
Of names, right.
Do you think any of them will be complimentary to me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mopey and Mapes?
That's not complimentary to me.
The Snark Tank?
That might be – like I said, that might be the nickname for the show, like – the House of Pain, or whatever they used to call where the Dynamo play the oven. If you want to, that's like the nickname when we're into it. But the official name will be one thing. It won't be what you say it is.
No, I can't remember that.
It's pretty easy. It's just my name.
Oh, by the way, Colleen Wolf. We're supposed to have Colleen Wolf on the show at 9:45. I'm just telling you right now that Gilbert better call in. Because if not, we'll record her, we'll talk to her, we'll record her saying something, and that's as good as he's going to get.
You think you can plan on him calling in at a certain time?
Well, we did tell him, he's kind of locked in on the 26th being Colleen Wolf at 9:45. So once he gets something in his mind, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah. We should ask right now, Sean, I guess you can get a report from Lexi. Has Gilbert called in? Has she informed him of his call-in time? Because that would be the first step in getting this done. Because just to expect him to remember and call in today, you're asking for a lot. So, Sean, when you get a chance, ask our intern, Lexi, to tell us, has Gilbert called in?
I can actually give you that report right now. Gentlemen, okay. Gilbert has called, and he is aware that he is supposed to call at 9:45.
He'll do it.
Alexis,
set an alarm for 9:45 anyway.
I could see him falling asleep enough.
Do you think, he can say he can call in. He might fall asleep. Do you think this will irreparably damage your relationship with Colleen Wolf when she gets a taste of Gilbert? Lance?
No.
No?
I've warned her.
But is she aware?
I'm more worried about this one.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm more worried about John, her having to deal with John.
What are you talking about?
It's
a good fear.
Anyway. Colleen and I
If I say anyway after everything?
Well, how about, are you going to make reference and say how creepy you think it is that he texted you up several times? Will you make reference to that? Will you tell
her? Yeah, I will.
Not you, him. Will you tell her about his predilection to photograph random influencers in France and keep the candidates? Because those are all things you can say, John.
Listen, I don't know why he would worry about me. I've always been nothing but pleasant with the guests, making them as comfortable as possible.
No, it's about you embarrassing him by saying things about him
that
in front
I'm fine
of her.
With. That I'm
yeah,
fine
that's
with.
What I thought.
Here's a quote, Aaron Wilson. It's a case of him, Saquon Barkley, communicating with top players, including C.J. Stroud, about a desire to play here. It is mutual.
Saquon, fine. Lance says he's not a good fit. What about DJ Bieniemy's report that Xavier Howard wants to play here?
Yeah. There's another one.
Now, that's not a surprise. I mean,
he's from the area.
He's from the area. You get to go to an up-and-coming team. The question is, on paper, yeah, it sounds good. But you mentioned this is he's going to be really expensive, which you can afford. But the other thing is, what do we think on his availability? You already have one cornerback who has not played an entire season of football for four consecutive years. Four consecutive years that we have not seen an entire season of football from he's missed at least, I think he's missed at least five or more games, six or more games in four consecutive years. We're talking about Stingley. So that would be a concern of mine is, are we going to have a guy who's available every week at the other cornerback spot?
He's an older player. He is 30 years old. I believe he'll turn 31 in the summer.
Wow,
so he'll be a 31-year-old corner who's going to be – who was cut from the Dolphins. It's a June 1, post-June 1 cut.
How did he play?
He wasn't as great. He's known as a guy who's great with the balls in the air. He wasn't great with that this year. A couple receivers made some plays on him. He's still sticky as far as coverage is concerned. But injuries are a concern. He missed time a couple of games throughout the year, and it's been a concern throughout his time in Miami. And like I said, he's going to be 31. He's coming off a deal where they extended him and cut him. He's going to be looking for a lot of money as a guy with a name and production. So I don't think you're getting Xavier Howard cheap. We've already heard his agent, David Cantor, talk about there are multiple teams who believe, he's saying still a lockdown corner can help a team. And they're rarely available like this, so he's setting the market like, hey, this is still a top echelon player. You're gonna have to pay to get him, and there's gonna be a market for him. So, I think they want a bidding war, so they're gonna look for it.
He wants money, right? He wants a lot of money
at 31 when
so,
the season starts.
But Derek Stingley's been putting out 24 and 21. Let's keep that together. Steven Nelson's going to be a lot cheaper.
Dude, Steven Nelson is cheaper, but Steven Nelson also, I mean, it's not bad. You can win games with Steven Nelson. It may be overpaying for a guy who has, I mean, Steven Nelson also plays. So maybe that's fine. I mean, maybe that's fine with keeping Nelson. I'm not opposed to keeping Nelson. I'm also not a name chaser that you just go after the biggest names to get cut all the time. What about Saquon? What about Xavier Howard? I will if it makes sense. I will if it makes sense to you winning games. If they're guys you can – I'd always rather have a guy that's going to be a 3 or 4 year prospect considering what the – you know, you have – I'd rather have a guy that will be here 3 years. I think the most you get out of Xavier Howard is 2 years. That's my guess. Because I think at his age, most you get is.
Are we done with 2 year deals now? Are we getting done with that?
Oh,
one and 2 year deals.
I think they'll.
I mean,
do
for
it.
Really good players.
See, for really good players, I'd rather have younger guys who are going to be part of my core to win a championship. Nick Wright said this, and he's an esteemed sports talk analyst who is usually right on everything. Nick basically copied my take and said, "This is the team that's most likely to be the greatest challenge to the Kansas City Chiefs." And it's simply because they have the quarterback, apparently. They have money to spend, and they have the head coach and looks like the front office. So you've got the elements it takes to come up. And I think that, I think as it pertains to competing at the highest level, I wasn't joking. I really believe that they can compete with Kansas City very quickly, but only if they have a good off season. And I don't know. I mean, Xavier Rhodes is better than they had.
Howard.
But, I mean, Xavier Howard, not Xavier Rhodes. Xavier Rhodes is the Florida State guy. Yeah, Xavier Howard. But I don't love the injuries. I don't love his play declining.
I don't love taking a chunk out of your salary cap where you're going to be cap stuck for at least 2 years. Like, it would probably be a three-year deal where you got it, where 2 years are basically close to guaranteed. And I just don't know if I love that.
And answer your question about Gaines miss, he's missed seven over the last 3 years.
Is Carlton Davis a free agent from
I'd have to look. I'm not sure.
From Tampa Bay? He's another long post-up press corner. But they're looking for a cornerback, so I don't know that, you know, they're in love with him.
And we talk about guys who could be Texans. Looks like the Bengals are going to franchise. At least that's the report, T. Higgins. So if you had dreams of a high price number one coming in, T. Higgins probably isn't going to be your guy.
No.
Because the Bengals look to be wanting to keep him no matter
what's
how they
what's the franchise for a wide receiver now? 19?
Over 20.
20?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's 22 now.
T. Higgins worth that?
Man. They would hope to negotiate a deal, but they're just trying to make sure
he's not
he
even their
leave.
Number one.
Doesn't matter. The market keeps going up, so yeah, he'll set a new market. Yeah, but it's also
how are you going
to 1 year? A 1 year deal is not the same as that amount over guaranteed over 3 to 4 years. Like, that's different. 1 year, you're willing to pay guys higher than their value is for 1 year.
Apparently, they placed a franchise tag on him this morning, so he is, unless you trade for him, he'll be a Bengal going for at least for a year. And the cap went up as well to a point where they, like, more than they thought. So some teams get more cap relief to make more moves, and others just get more. The Texans now have more cap space because the cap went up more than was expected. So if they're going to be big spenders, they have a better opportunity to do that as well.
All right, 713-780-3776. You got something you want to talk about, give us a call.
Look at Florida State and Baltimore is here. Keith, the Carson Wentz aficionados here.
Oh, yeah.
The Ravens are here.
Nothing says Baltimore like, yeah, the Ravens
did those
like Keith.
Florida State boots you talk mentioned have 13-1 on it? Or the score of the Georgia
game?
Oh,
no.
Bowl?
They should say 13-1.
What was the score of the Georgia game? 70-0 or something like that?
I don't know what it was.
It doesn't count. We had everyone opt out. Like, Georgia had a lot of opt outs, too. You guys had opt outs because they knew that there was going to be an embarrassing.
Yes.
I truly believe that a lot of those guys opted out and opted out late because they knew this is about to be an embarrassment on the field, and I don't want to be part of it.
All right. You know who's opting in? John Daspit.
John Daspit is an opt-in type of guy, and he opts in for your lawsuits when it comes to making sure that you get the best settlements for injuries that you suffered out on the roadway, out at work. When you're injured, there's going to be bills that are associated with hospitals, and I'm talking about when you're badly injured, right? You've got hospital bills. You may miss time from work. You may have a surgery or physical therapy that is needed. What is your pain and suffering worth? Is that something that's going to be a leg issue that's going to bother you for the rest of your life? That happens a lot of times where you have a knee issue, and they say, look, we're just going to have to go ahead. You might need surgery, but we might just keep going through physical therapy, but this is just going to be something that you're going to have to live with. What's that worth to you? I'm telling you right now, John Daspit will put a price on it. He'll make sure that everything gets taken care of for you as it pertains to your bills and everything associated with that and your pain and suffering. And right now, I can promise you that John Daspit is here in his law firm to fight for you. Go to 713-call now. That 713-call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.